Listening Library presents Keys to the Kingdom, Mr. Monday by Garth Nix, read for you by Alan Corduna. Prologue. They had tried to destroy the will, but that proved to be beyond their power. So they broke it in two ways. It was broken physically, torn apart, with the fragments of heavy parchment scattered across both space and time. It was broken in spirit, because not one clause of it had been fulfilled. If the treacherous trustees had their way, no clause of the will would ever be executed. To make sure of this, all seven fragments of the will had been hidden with great care. The first and least of the fragments was fused inside a single clear crystal, harder than diamond. Then the crystal was encased in a box of unbreakable glass. The box was locked inside a cage of silver and malachite, and the cage was fixed in place on the surface of a dead sun at the very end of time. Around the cage, 12 metal sentinels stood guard, each taking post upon one of the numbers of a clock face that had been carved with permanent light in the dark matter of the defunct star. The sentinels had been specially created as guardians of the fragment. They were vaguely human in appearance, though twice as tall, and their skins were luminous steel. Quick and flexible as cats, they had no hands, but single blades sprang from each wrist. Each sentinel was responsible for the space between its own hour and the next, and their leader ruled them from the position between 12 and 1. The metal sentinels were overseen by a carefully chosen corps of inspectors, lesser beings who would not dare question.